The next dictation by Dr. Sharon R. Mesa, MD, is patient Adam Loskov, last name L-O-S-K-O-V. This is a treble exercise stress test, Carter Care Associates letterhead file, EST space Loskov space A. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination 6/20/22. Referring physician Jeffrey Paley, P-A-L-E-Y, MD. Performing physician Sharon R. Mays, MD. New paragraph clinical indication, 48-year-old male with history of chest discomfort and syncope. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common J-point elevation. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 74, period, baseline heart rate, colon 62 beats per minute, period. New paragraph, the patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 12 minutes to the completion of stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 149, parentheses, 87% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 140 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20860, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a greater 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress of the recovery period. He experienced dyspnea at peak stress, and stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets. The patient had a mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress. Period, the patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 112 over 68 and a heart rate of 75 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was 1 to 1.5 millimeter of horizontal to upsloping ST depression leads 2, 3, and AVF, which were negative for ischemia. In addition, there were initially concave ST depressions in V4 through V6, which progressed at peak stress to 1 to 1.5 millimeter of horizontal ST depressions and leads V4 and V6, and 1.5 to 2 millimeters of horizontal ST depression lead V5, which were maximum upon cessation of exercise and met diagnostic criteria for ischemia. ECG changes resolved by 1 minute into the recovery period. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Abnormal ECG portion treble exercise stress test with diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the absence of chest discomfort, the high level of stress attained, and the prompt resolution of ECG changes upon by the first minute of recovery. Just make that. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the absence of chest discomfort and the high level of stress attained. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period and only experienced any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress of the recovery period and only experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3, the patient had a mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress for the level of stress attained. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at its functional capacity, possibly related to a conditioned response to stress. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mesa, MD.